At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
BlackRock Health is today opening a new dedicated women's health centre with a complete team of specialists who are focused on women's health. Now, the centre will be looking at a holistic approach to treating conditions that very often are just looked at from one specialty or, in some cases, dismissed in their entirety. It's a gap that the Women's Health Centre, which allows for self-referral, hopes to fill. And its clinical lead for women's medicine, Dr. Caoimhe Hartley, is with me now. Good morning, Caoimhe. You're
morning,
very welcome. Now, first of all, it's not in BlackRock. It's somewhere else.
That's right. Yeah. So really excited to be here. So the clinic is situated in Warrington Place, just up the road from Grand Canal Dart Station on the canal there. And it's a lovely new building. It's really kitted out. It's fantastic. We have 28 consultants, broad specialties. So we have gynecology, urogynecology, endocrinology, pain medicine, amongst others, 4 GP women's health specialists, about 30 other allied healthcare professionals and support staff.
Now, so when you say self-referral, does that mean if you're feeling poorly about one or other aspect of your health, you can go and say, look, there's X, Y, and Z. I don't know which is wrong with me, but all of these symptoms are there.
Yeah, I mean, it's a dedicated space for women's health. That's what it is. So that's what we're hoping to treat. We're trying to provide expert evidence-based care for women's health in particular. So we're not a GP service, but I think if you have issues or concerns about your female health, then yeah, that's where you should go.
Okay. Now, if you've got a number of issues, suppose you've got some arthritic issues, you think your bone density is not what it should be, maybe you have high blood pressure, maybe you have a few other things. Normally you go to your GP, sends you to consultant A, consultant B, consultant C. Fees every time. How does it work in your situation if someone has, if you like, multiple ailments to be diagnosed?
Yeah, I mean, the intent is that it is integrated and collaborative care. So one of the unique things, I think, is that there's a lot of fragmented care for women's health. So as you point out, you might see one person who refers you to see someone else and so on. I suppose the aim is that we offer, you know, not just kind of the expertise and the time to kind of sift through all those problems. But we also have a dedicated space, and that's really unique. But as part of that, we have access to radiology. We're going to have on-site mammograms, radiology, ultrasound, and bone density scanning and DEXA.
Okay, so again, going back to how it would be charged for, obviously, if you get a scan, you pay for that. But if you're going for this holistic look, how is it charged and is it insurable?
Yeah, it is absolutely insurable. And I suppose it depends on what you need. If it's just a consultation, that's what you'll be charged for. But it obviously depends on what we feel are the best approaches or investigations that somebody needs. So they'll be moved within the health center, all under one roof.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
One of the issues that many people have, that you have to go maybe to facility A for one thing, facility B for something else, and facility C for a third, and those consultants never actually get to talk to each other.
Yeah, the lack
no
of
case conferences,
the lack of integration, the lack of communication that happens, I think, is a really big problem for the healthcare system. And certainly I worked in a really large dedicated women's health clinic previously in North America, and the approach was much more multidisciplinary. And the idea was to sit down as a multidisciplinary team, bring your own unique skill sets and your own expertise and your own, I suppose, your own attitude to things. You know, I have a different perspective as my background is general practice. Mm-hmm. So I'll have a different perspective to the gynecologist who sits down. And that is as it should be, but we should collaborate and dovetail those different perspectives to have the best outcome for the patients that we see.
Now, you've given me a list of things that, you know, at different stages of a woman's life that might concern them. In the 30s, what would they be, for example?
So again, obviously depends on the person you're talking about. But for a lot of women, you know, from their 20s, as they're coming out of their teens, they might see changes in their periods. They might have heavy, painful, irregular periods. And the same in your 30s. So contraception is something that we talk about a lot, or fertility to, on the other end of the spectrum, depending on your own kind of priorities. If you're sexually active, we talk about STI screening. Then, you know, things like PMS or PMDD, which is a more severe form of PMS, polycystic ovarian syndrome, endometriosis. There's a long list of different things that can become an issue really from when you hit puberty onwards.
And now then, when you are heading towards the end of your fertile life, maybe in your 40s, what happens then?
So, I mean, we see a lot of hormonal fluctuation happening from your 40s onwards. It's what makes my job so interesting is that, you know, the woman I meet in her 20s often has a different set of priorities, but a different hormonal environment to the woman I meet in her late 40s, early 50s. And women are not static biologically. We constantly change. We're changing from decade to decade, but also from month to month. And that is what makes the job so challenging, but so interesting. So in your 40s, yep, perimenopause, menopause, this was starts to become more on your radar. But it's also the time where we really want to start focusing on setting you up with your long-term health, not just to live longer, but to have really good quality of life as you live into your 70s and 80s.
Now, we've often heard on this program that diagnosing a heart attack in a woman is different to a man. So cardiovascular health is important.
Absolutely, yeah. And like cardiovascular health is multifactorial. So it's a combination of aging, obviously, but also genetics, environmental factors like if you smoke, your blood pressure, your diet, your activity level, etc. But there's also a hormonal impact on our cardiovascular system. And women are not just a different version of men. So, I mean, historically, a lot of research would have omitted women from cardiovascular research. And things like, you know, women present differently when they're having a heart attack. Everyone, I'm sure, has seen in the movies, you know, the person clutching their chest and they get this central chest pain radiating down their left arm. That's a very classic male presentation of having a heart attack. Often women will feel jaw pain. It might radiate into their jaw, or they might feel dizzy, or they might have shortness of breath or clamminess or other things that are a feature that we, you know, make us think that that's something cardiovascularly is happening. And so being alert to the differences is really important.
At what point do people start, or should they start, worrying about bone density, about, you know, possibly fractures and so on?
Yeah, this is depressing, if I'm totally honest. So really, from your late 20s, you hit your peak bone density. And a lot of that is actually genetically determined. So you can really only influence the other maybe 20% with lifestyle, not smoking, increasing your weight bearing, exercise, things like adequate vitamin D and calcium, etc. And from your late 20s onwards, we see some bone loss. But interestingly, from when you start to lose estrogen, which is perimenopause, so typically maybe from your mid to late 40s, that loss of estrogen really accelerates the bone density loss. And we see rapid bone loss for about 5 years after your period stop. So it's never too early to start thinking about it and having a conversation about it.
Have you read anything about it's a fad in America of women taking testosterone?
I'm familiar with women taking testosterone, yeah, and it is something that is very talked about, and a lot of patients will ask about
this. I mean,
this.
Some of the symptoms are a renewed lust for their husband. Another one is anger at the husband or the partner.
I think there's more than just testosterone potentially going on in those situations, and we can't always fix that, I'm afraid. But so we've evidence that prescribing testosterone for women who are postmenopausal may sometimes help low libido. We actually don't have great evidence that it's good for anything else.
Okay. Beware. You mentioned STIs and you mentioned contraception. And it's interesting, I have in front of me here, and I think you've seen this, a HSE survey of 1,134 adults aged 18 to 30 found a significant minority believe that contraceptive methods such as the pill could prevent sexually transmitted disease.
Yeah, so barrier methods like condoms absolutely prevent most sexually transmitted infections. But I think that really reflects the misinformation that's out there. which is really important to recognize, because I find it hard to wade through a lot of the stuff that's online and TikTok and other, you know, things online. And so no wonder patients are going to find it difficult too. And that really speaks to the importance then of sitting down with someone who has both the time and the expertise to talk you through that. But for, I suppose, looking at contraception for a lot of women, it's really individual. It's important to find something that really suits you. So there's a big collaborative approach is what we try and
take. Now, a fifth of respondents viewed period or cycle tracking technology as effective in preventing pregnancy. I'm just thinking back to the Billings method. Do you know?
Yeah. All of that. So timing things around your cycle or withdrawal, it's not ineffective. So we, you know, you'll see with kind of typical use, about 76% success rate with doing that. It's not great.
That's not great.
No, it's not great. No. And I mean, if you compare that to the pill, it's about 91% with the pill. If you are fantastic at taking the pill, it's close to 99%, actually.
Yeah. But if you were told crossing the road that you have a 25% chance of being hit,
I'd probably stay in the path.
Yeah, stay in the path, right. Yeah. So that's exactly what people believe who are using these tracking methods. They have a 25% chance of getting pregnant.
But I think the question really is, why? So number one, where are they getting their information from? And number two, why are they choosing that method? And I think we have to allow, you know, not everybody is going to want to take the pill, and that's okay. But you cannot make an informed choice about what you decide to do with your reproductive life or your contraception unless you're informed with the right information. And again, that's where seeing someone with expertise and time comes in.
Interesting question here. Needs to be more info on spontaneous coronary artery dissection. I had one recently. I sat on the couch for 3 hours thinking it was heartburn. I'm only 57 with perfect numbers and I'm fit. It's the most common form of heart attack in younger women, 30s to 50s, although it is rare.
It is extremely rare. It's also extremely frightening and very hard to diagnose and quite hard to treat as well. So SCAD is something that comes up a lot. And we know that there's probably hormonal influences in why women are more likely to get spontaneous coronary artery dissection versus men. But again, you know, if you're worried, if you're getting symptoms, if you're not sure, that's where you go and seek help.
Would you ask Caoimhe if there's anyone specialising in post-cancer care for women in the new centre?
Yes, absolutely. Brilliant question, because this is a cohort of women who often feel left out of the conversation, particularly around menopause and HRT. So women with hormone-dependent cancers, and about, you know, 70 to 80% of breast cancer is hormone-dependent. The advice is that they don't go on something like HRT. And so they're left out in the cold when we talk about how to treat their menopausal symptoms. So they need to see someone with expertise in this. And yet this is something we will absolutely address in the new clinic. And it's something I have an interest in myself.
Just to let you know, testosterone is being prescribed by menopause specialists for women. I'm one who's benefited. It has improved libido, brain fog, energy and stamina for exercise. I feel like I'm actually living again instead of just existing.
That's something I prescribe a lot and have a conversation a lot with women about. But I think it's all about looking at, well, what evidence do we have and what research do we have? Informing them of that and letting them make their own, like collaborating with them, shared decision making, and letting the woman make their decision whether or not they want to try it.
And a final one. I'm a female in my late 40s. I recently decided to watch what I eat. I counted calories and made a conscious decision to make better food choices. I had previously been diagnosed with high blood pressure and my BMI put me into the overweight category. I had a full health check done recently. In just 2 months, my BMI is in the healthy range and my blood pressure is down. It wasn't even that difficult. Plus, I'm on HRT, including testosterone, and I've never felt better.
Great. Okay. But isn't that fantastic? And it shows you the importance of, again, really good information, but also having really good support. And like, that's where you need a team of specialists giving you that support.
So every woman needs bespoke care.
Absolutely. We're all individuals. Yeah.
Okay, so it's in Warrington Place. It's opening today.
Today is the official opening.
And Dr. Caoimhe Hartley, the clinical lead for women's medicine at Blackrock's Health Centre, Women's Health Centre in Warrington Place. Thank you very much joining us in studio. Now, still to come.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.